It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 8 will be the study today. We're going to begin reading with the 6th verse and we'll read to the end of the chapter, verse 22. Genesis chapter 8, beginning to read with verse 6. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that that was enough time for you to find your place in the Scripture, that you may follow along today and enjoy the precious study. We're going to begin reading once again now at Genesis chapter 8, verse 6. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. The dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off of the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and he took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. The Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living, as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Let's begin now as we go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that we can come and enjoy your precious word. Guide and lead us, show us that your precious word is our guide. It's our direction, should be our life. And so please, Lord, guide and lead us through this life by your word, by your will, and use the Spirit that you have given us to indwell every believer to do that work. And I ask, Father, that you will touch the hearts of all that are listening today that do not know you as their Savior. They cannot name a time when they have come to know you. They've just kind of moved into believing in Jesus Christ. And it's probably the very steps of evolution that the devil loves us to believe. And we kind of evolve into being a Christian too. Well, that's a lie. And we need to be so careful with such a doctrine that would send a person to hell, and that one will. You need to know the day you met Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's not through an instruction time. It's through a time when you recognize that you're a sinner, you're lost, and you need Jesus as your Savior. And the Holy Spirit from outside can do that work. And then once you come to know Him as your Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live within your heart. Please listen to the Spirit of God today. No matter believer or lost, listen. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we come to you today and enjoy this time. It's a wonderful time, you know, and I just get done praying and then I'm back to speaking to God the Father. Well, that's exactly the way our life should be. We should be in constant fellowship with Him. And as we look to His Word and apply it to our hearts, we should always be in fellowship with Him. We look here and we begin, I started at the sixth verse, but let's look at the first verse. God remembered Noah and every living thing. I wonder, all this time period that Noah was on the ark, the wonderful fellowship that he had with the Lord, because I'm sure he did the same. He would end in prayer and begin immediately visiting and fellowshipping with his father that had designed the boat, put him in it. And let's look at all these things that the Lord had supplied for him, and let's think of all the things the Lord supplies for us. We have the instruction that Noah received on how to build the ark, all the instruction on what to put in the ark, when to go into the ark. I'm sure he enjoyed the instruction of what to do in the ark all this time. But one thing that we recognized last time we were together, and that was that he didn't really speak of when you'd be coming off this ark. He said, go on. And he did. He built it, entered it, stayed in it, listened to the word of the Lord. We must listen to the word of the Lord. And it, you know, tells us so clearly, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved. Now, there's more than just the words out of your mouth. It's more than just something you have in the mind. It's in your heart. And that's the difference between heaven and hell to most people. And so many folks miss heaven by that 18 inches between their head and their heart. Please don't think that you've just evolved into being a Christian because you act like one, you go to church, you work faithfully in the church, and you believe, but it's with your mind. Let's get it to your heart. Let's work on that. And by working on it means surrender. Surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. We went to this time, we realized that Noah depended completely upon the Lord. But at the same time, he did not know when he was to come off of the ark. It makes no mention of, you're going to be on there for a little over a year, so just sit back and enjoy it. There's no mention of that. We walk by faith. And it's the same way with our life. You know, as we walk through this life, every day we hear of accidents or of supposed natural death of people that are 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. You set a time and you can look in any given paper and probably find someone that was that age that died. And so you see, we don't know how long we're going to be on this voyage, this trip that we're on, this time of service unto the Lord here upon earth. We do not know how long we're going to be here. So we best be about the Lord's business and let the Lord take care of that last date of when it's to come. This could be the last time that you hear from me, and I could take my last breath, and I may not even finish this program. And if I did that, if that happened, I would immediately, my heart, my soul would be in the presence of God. My old body, because we have not received our glorified bodies, my body would go back into the grave. It'd be going into the ground, into the grave, and that's where it'd stay. And it would stay there until the church is raptured. The rapture of the church, those that have died, they'll come, the grave will be opened up, those that are alive, they will meet the Lord in the air, and all will receive their new bodies. Wonderful. What a wonderful hope we have in relationship to the opposite, the side of hell, the continual pain and suffering. And so many people do suffer very much upon this earth in this lifetime. But it's no comparison to the suffering that will go on through eternity if you miss this time and miss the opportunity to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Noah, wonderful testimony for us. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Now, we are already, if you look up at the beginning, we have at the end of the last chapter, chapter 7, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And then we come down and we found that the fountains also of the deep and the windows of the heaven were stopped and the rain from heaven was restrained, the second verse. We find a wind coming up in verse 1 of chapter 8, as we looked at that earlier. The waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. But you see, then Noah just didn't step out into the water. The water had to begin to recede, to leave. And so as we watch this take place now, we come all the way over to the date, and it came to pass in the 601st year, first month, first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. It's all the way over to the 13th verse of chapter 8. Now, we're going to look at some activities that have taken place in this process of Noah waiting on the Lord of when to leave. And the Lord used two different birds, one clean and one unclean. And we find the one being a raven and the other to be a dove. And if you will look now at the 7th and 8th verse, we find, first of all, verse 6, came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And then we come, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off of the face of the ground. You would have thought that he would have sent just the one bird, just the raven, and would have found the information that he wanted to know. But you see, we are still of the side here of the thought, and clearly that Noah cannot see the water. He cannot see the judgment that's taken place at this point yet. It is rested on Ararat. We have in that fourth verse, the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And that's the fourth verse of chapter 8. So it has stopped floating. And again, it wasn't floating just anywhere. I believe clearly that the Lord was in control. He placed it right there because that's where it needed to be. And then the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. On the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And so we begin this motion of taking the water up and the water down. And so getting the water back off of the earth. Now the raven. We have this in the 7th verse. He opened the window. He let a raven out. And it says it went to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. It does not return. The dove, on the other hand, sent him out, and we find that he found no rest in verse 9, and so he returned, and Noah brought him back into the ark. 7 days later, we find in verse 10 that he sent him out again. And this time, when he returned, he had an olive leaf in his mouth and a little branch. And so Noah brought him in and waited another 7 days, and he sent the dove out again. That time the dove did not return. The first time the raven left, never returned, but the dove came back and then was sent out again, returned, and then was sent out again. And there's 7 day increments between those times. Some believe that was done on the Sabbath day. I don't know that the scripture tells us. I know it doesn't, but it's some believe that each Sabbath is when the Sabbath day is a day of rest, and it was a time that it was given to Abraham and to the Jews. It was also something that the Lord did, rested on the seventh day on Saturday after creating the world and all that we know that is in it, and so let's look at the raven and the dove. Let's look at the difference. We really have two different natures here. The raven is much like our old nature. The raven is a bird of prey. The raven is an unclean bird. And the raven, I believe, stands for our old nature. We're going to look up three verses of Scripture in three different areas of the Scripture here in a minute. But let's look first at the dove. The dove, on the other hand, is a clean bird. Not a bird of prey, but a clean bird. It stands for our new nature. Let's look now at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Think of this as being two natures, as they Noah was instructed of the Lord to leave a raven went first. Then we find him letting a dove go out, and what happened to each. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now let's go to John chapter 3, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 3. We're going to the 6th verse. John chapter 3, verse 6. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. There's a change in our life as a believer, from things of the world to the things of God. It's not something that evolves, it's an action, it's something that takes place when you are born again. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And I believe the water here speaks of the Word of God. The Word of God touches our hearts. The Spirit of God changes our heart. So please, that you come by faith to Jesus Christ and trust in Him. Now go to Romans chapter 7 with me, if you would, please. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Now with those three verses of Scripture in mind, as we have read those, let's look at the raven, a bird of prey, an unclean bird, thinking of him of being our old nature. The dove, on the other hand, is a clean bird, one that stands for our new nature. We have changed. Let's see what each of these different natures, these different birds, like and enjoy. As we begin with the raven, he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. What did that raven do? You know, just as soon as he was allowed to take flight, he looked at this old judged world. He looked at all that old dead flesh that was floating in the water. And he said, oh, what a wonderful day. You see, that raven, this year plus some days, that the raven was kept in this ark, he hated every minute of it. He didn't like needing to living the life that is set before them in God's way. I'm sure he was well nourished, but he preferred the old flesh and the old world, this old dead world. He'd much rather have that. When he left and he got his eyes, he could float on the carcasses that was floating in the water. He could sit upon those and feed upon that, the old world. Now, that's sad, isn't it? He had enough of the ark. Just give me this old world. I am so pleased to get back into this old world. I love it. I missed it. Now let's feast upon it. Now, if you prefer to watch television and movies and do the pleasures of this old world, there's so many activities out there that are things that you replace instead of serving God. Anything that you do and you find that you don't have time to get to Sunday school, I've always been amazed at how that all activities or many activities are on Saturday night. So many folks that get up every day, including Saturday morning, get up early, get to whatever activities they want to do, but come Sunday morning, that's the morning that they just don't quite wake up. They just sleep in. Isn't that something? How that the very day that we should be the most alert, the most awake, and come into the presence of God, into His house, to enjoy fellowship with other believers and hear the Word of God and get away and get out of this old world. Isn't that a wonderful day? And yet, most of the world calls themselves Christian, and yet the very day, one day a week, Sunday morning, they sleep in. Oh, I couldn't get up this morning. I just couldn't wake up this morning. Oh, what time did you go to bed last night? Well, I watched this movie, and it was kind of late. It got over at 1, but I just couldn't stop watching it. Well, stop watching it. It is probably filth to begin with. So shut it off and get to sleep and be ready and alert to come into the house of God, to serve God and worship God and praise God. It's so important. And yet today, I needed the rest. I just didn't come to church. Or you come Sunday morning and you don't return on Sunday night. You don't return on Wednesday night. I was just so tired. You know, I sat down, and I was just so tired, I just couldn't get up and come. That's a mighty poor excuse, because you get everything else done that you need to do. But when it comes to God and His service and fellowship with other believers, the devil has tricked you so. And what you are, you're acknowledging, you're paying attention to the old nature. You need to pay attention to the new nature. You're born again if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You're born again. Please stop feasting upon the television and the movies and the pleasures of this land and begin to look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. What you say in most cases, as this raven, he says, what a wonderful day. You love this world. And you give it more and more time and more money. And you don't have time nor money to give unto the Lord in furthering the gospel and witnessing to this lost and dying world and helping these folks that are young Christians to grow. Instead of that, you're too busy because you love the world. You're an old raven. You're saying there'll be time for this religion later. There'll be time for church later. There'll be time for God later. Well, let's look at this clean bird, this dove. The dove is a picture of our beautiful new nature. Let's find out what the dove thought of this old world after judgment was over, and yet the leftover was still there, the carcasses floating in the water. Also, he sent forth a dove, verse 8, from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. This clean bird saw no glory, saw no peace, saw no rest as he ventured out. And it wasn't long he wanted to be back in the ark, that place of safety, that place of security. And that's exactly what the church today should be. The church today should be a place of refuge. In most cases, majority of the cases, a very, very high percentage of churches today are nothing more than a social club. And you can go join the country club if you want to, and probably the only thing different between the country club and the church today, there'll be one difference, and it's surprising that that hasn't changed. There probably won't be a bar. You probably won't have a place to sit on that little stool and order yourself a drink. That's probably the only difference between the social club today, and I'm not sure that some churches haven't surpassed that. Surely they haven't blasphemed God so much that they have put an open bar in the church. But you know, my friend, they just as well. Because at least then surely some folks would wake up and realize that it's no longer the place that God is present. God promises us where two or more are gathered that I will be there in a special power and a special presence. Why, my friend, why don't you come to Jesus Christ today and then sit down and serve God as He wants you to be? Be a dove. Separate yourself. This dove found nothing. He found no rest. The raven, he was very comfortable. And boy, that describes many church-going people and supposed Christians today. They are very comfortable in the world, and yet they say they are a believer in Jesus Christ. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. 1 John chapter 2. I hope that you want to be a dove, a bird of peace. And an explanation, when you think of dove, you think of peace. A raven, on the other hand, is a bird, once again, of prey, a bird that desires the old dead world. And is that you? Let's look, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And then on to verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. That's a description of the raven. Love not the world. What did the dove find when he went out? He could have rested his feet upon that dead flesh, on that old carcass, but he chose not to. Get me home. Get me to a place of safety. And I hope today that the place where you attend, that you call your church, is just that. It is not so much like the world to get the people to come. It is very much not like the world to where you come and a place where you can praise God and worship God. And we notice here that the gentle hand of Noah pulled this dove back into the place of safety and the place of peace. You see, it is so important that you recognize the difference. There are two natures. Even as a born-again believer, I have two natures, the old nature and the new nature. So you see, even though both of these birds were probably side by side in the ark, and yet they were as different as day and night, and so is our old nature and our new nature. So you see, we have to be as the new nature. We need to understand that there is no rest nor peace in this world. The only place that we can find a rest and a peace is in the presence of Jesus Christ. And you can find that any place because you have the Holy Spirit within you. But a special place of abiding is in the church, the local church. Come, enjoy the study of God's Word. Come and listen to the preaching. Come and fellowship with other believers of like mind that you may enjoy the presence of God. This dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. She found no rest. The raven, on the other hand, found a very comfortable place to be. Now please, we have looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. We have looked at John 3:6. We have read Romans 7:18. And we've just read 1 John 2:15 and 16. Please, that you look to the Word of God. What do you see? Do you enjoy the world? then you better check your heart to see if you're truly saved. If you don't know the day that you met Jesus Christ, you're not saved. My dear friend, I ask you, I plead with you, trust Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?